This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, nearly 297,000 people have died from COVID-19, with more than 4.3 million confirmed cases. The hardest hit country is still the United States, with 1.3 million cases and more than 84,000 deaths. As some countries across the globe begin gradually easing lockdown restrictions in an effort to stop the new coronavirus from spreading, the World Health Organization said it may never be wiped out entirely. More than half of the world's population has been put under some form of lockdown since the coronavirus crisis began. But WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus warns there's no way to guarantee easing restrictions will not trigger a second wave of infections. In a sign that France might be ready for summer holidays, some beaches reopened Wednesday, but the cautious relaxation of restrictions stipulates while beachgoers can swim or go fishing, no sunbathing is allowed. Spain is seeing its daily coronavirus death rate drop this week. That is allowing a limited number of businesses to reopen after weeks of paralysis. Business owners are happy to be open again, although they continue to see their losses mount and normality seems far away. Like other governments around the world, Spain is offering relief packages to businesses. Spain is also learning the preliminary results from a nationwide antibody test. The health ministry said results varied from region to region, but about 5% of the overall population has been affected by the coronavirus. In England, the virus lockdown tentatively was eased, with some people allowed to return to work. The worst-hit country in Europe is gradually lifting restrictions. Prime Minister Boris Johnson describes the process as a supremely difficult balancing act between public health and the economy. From Washington, this is VOA News. The picture was gloomy in other parts of the world. Chile imposed a total lockdown in its capital, Santiago, after a 60% surge in cases over the past 24 hours. The capital has been by far the hardest hit, and the country has, until now, imposed selective quarantine measures. Russia, now the country with the second highest number of virus cases, recorded more than 10,000 new infections after authorities this week eased restrictions, allowing some people back to work. In northern Nigeria, surging tolls have sparked fears the virus is spreading, with hospitals shutting their doors to sick people. U.S. authorities said Wednesday Chinese hackers are trying to steal COVID-19 vaccine research, ratcheting up tensions between the superpowers as markets slumped on warnings from the U.S. Federal Reserve that prolonged shutdowns could cause lasting damage. Two U.S. security agencies warned of a significant threat, but did not offer evidence or examples to support their claims. Currently, there is no proven therapy for COVID-19. An effective vaccine could allow countries to fully reopen and potentially earn millions of dollars for its creators. The U.S. Federal Reserve cautioned Wednesday lingering shutdowns could cause lasting economic damage. The Fed chief, Jerome Powell, said crisis measures, including spending beyond the nearly $3 trillion already approved in the U.S., would be crucial to a strong recovery. A senior official with the International Monetary Fund says the world economic outlook may be even worse than the grim forecast announced by the organization last month. The IMF director for the Western Hemisphere told Voice of America, "Our scenario is likely to fall a little short." To date, the IMF has granted more than $3.4 billion in emergency loans to 19 governments in the Western Hemisphere. The Trump administration said Wednesday it had put Cuba back on the list of countries that do not cooperate fully with its efforts to counter terrorism. This further escalates U.S. tensions with the communist-run country. The State Department justified the move because of Cuba's refusal of a Colombian extradition request, saying in a statement that demonstrates, quote, "it is not cooperating with U.S. work to support Colombia's efforts to secure a just and lasting peace, security, and opportunity for its people." There are stories of hope amid the gloom, including two centenarians who survived the coronavirus. In Spain, a 113-year-old woman fought off the illness during weeks of isolation at a retirement home where several other residents died from the disease. And in Russia, a 100-year-old woman was discharged from a Moscow hospital after her own recovery. Russian television showed her wearing a mask and clutching red roses as she exited in a wheelchair. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.